Greeting fellow friends for attending our service tonight.
愿主耶稣的平安与喜乐与大家同在。
May the peace and joy of the Lord Jesus be with everyone.
在聚会之前，我们低头来默祷。
Before our service, let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus, we begin our evening service.
唱诗457首。
Sing hymn 457. Let us remain standing and bow our heads to pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你在2000年前从天上降世为人。
2,000 years ago, you came from heaven to be a man.
你要把神的国从天上带到人间。
You were to bring the kingdom of God from heaven to among men.
你应许我们在你的国度里面有公义、平安、喜乐。
You promised that in your kingdom there will be righteousness, peace, and joy.
让我们活在这个苦难的世界，能够尝到天国的滋味。
That living in this world of suffering, we can taste heaven.
也让我们活在这个世界上，能够有归到你国度永恒的盼望。
And living in this world, we can have the eternal hope of belonging to your kingdom.
主啊，你爱我们的爱是何等的广阔高深。
Lord, the love that you love us with is great and vast.
愿你的爱充满在我们当中。
May your love fill among us.
求主耶稣，你与我们同在。
Lord Jesus, we ask that you abide with us.
带领祝福我们晚上的聚会。
To guide and bless our service tonight.
让我们能够认识你就是我们得救的道路。
That we can come and know that you are the way of salvation.
在你里面有丰盛的生命。
In you is an abundant life.
在里面满有平安。
In you is fullness of peace.
求主耶稣带领祝福每一位朋友弟兄姊妹来参加聚会。
We ask Lord Jesus to bless every friend, family, and brother and sister.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
And may all glory and praise be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们晚上的聚会。
Welcome fellow friends for attending our service tonight.
当我们开车从前面这一条路经过的时候，我们会看到真耶稣教会这个名字。
When we drive past on the road, we'll see the name True Jesus Church.
我们第一个感觉就觉得这个名字相当特别。
Our first thought may be that this name is very special.
所以有人常常就会问说，那到底你们教会有什么不同？
And some people will often ask,What in the world is so different about our church?
首先我们要想到底我们的教会跟一般基督教有什么相同。
And first, we should talk about what in the world is the similarities between our church and other churches.
第一个，我们用相同的一本圣经。
First, we use the same Holy Bible.
第二个，我们相信同一个真神。
Second, we believe in the one true God.
就是又真又活的神。
And that is the living and true God.
第三个，我们敬拜同一个耶稣。
We worship the same Jesus.
就是从天降世为人的主耶稣。
And that is the Lord Jesus that came from heaven to be among men.
这是我们的共同点。
And these are our similarities.
那到底，我们教会跟一般的教会有什么不同？
Then what in the world is the difference between our church and a typical other church?
那今天晚上我要从圣经的一句话来思想。不同点中的第一点。
And tonight, I'd like to use the word of the Bible to share about one thing that is very different.
我们看《使徒行传》十九章。
Let us look at Acts chapter 19.
《使徒行传》十九章。
Acts chapter 19.
十九章第一节跟第二节，请读。
Acts chapter 19, verse 1 and 2.And it happened when Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples too, he said to them, Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.
这个地方说，保罗来到以弗所。
Here it says that Paul came to Ephesus.
遇到几个门徒。
He encountered some disciples.
就问他们一个问题。
And then he asked them a question.
你们信的时候受圣灵没有？
Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
保罗到以弗所看到一些信耶稣的人，第一个问题问：你们信的时候受圣灵没有？
When Paul went to Ephesus and encountered some disciples, the first question he asked them was, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?"
今天我们当中有很多都是信主耶稣的。
Today among us have many that believe in the Lord Jesus.
有的对主耶稣的工作也很热心。
And many of us are also very zealous for the work of the Lord Jesus.
那我们要用这个问题重新来问我们每一个人自己。
But we'd like to once again ask ourselves this question.
你们信耶稣的时候受圣灵没有？
Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed in Jesus?
那为什么保罗要这样问？
Now why does Paul ask this question?
因为得圣灵非常的重要。
It is because receiving the Holy Spirit is extremely important.
因为非常的重要，所以他见面第一件事情就是问你们得圣灵了没有？
And because it is extremely important, the first thing that he asks them when he meets them is if they had received the Holy Spirit.
那回答是什么？
And what was the answer?
回答说没有，也没有听见过圣灵的事情。
Their answer was that they have not, and they have not even heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.
所以这些人虽然信耶稣，但是他没有听过圣灵的事情。
So even though these people believed in Jesus, they have not heard of the matter of the Holy Spirit.
也不知道有圣灵这件事情。
They didn't even know there existed the matter of the Holy Spirit.
真的很多的基督徒信主很久，很爱主，但是没有听过圣灵这件事情。
And indeed, there are many Christians who have loved the Lord for a long time, and they still have not heard of this.
也没有体验过圣灵的浇灌。
And they have not heard of the pouring down of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天晚上可能把我们的信仰带到一个另外的一种层面。
And so perhaps tonight, it will take our faith to another level.
就是对保罗问的这一个问题有很清楚的答案，而且有很清楚的体验。
And it is to have a clear answer and a clear experience to the answer that Paul poses.
首先我们就来想第一个问题。
And first, let us think about the first question.
如果保罗第一个问题这样问，那很重要了。为什么这么重要？
And if this was Paul's first question, then it must be important. Why is it so important?
我们来看马可福音十六章。
Let us look at Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
十六节、十七节跟十六节跟十七节。
Chapter 16, verse 16 and 17. 16.He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. 15. And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
15节主耶稣叫门徒往普天下去传福音给万民听。
In verse 15, Jesus said to them, To go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
普天下就是世界每一个角落。
All the world means every corner of the earth.
万民就是人类每一个种族。
And every creature means every race of the humankind.
福音都要传给他们。
The gospel must be preached to all of them.
为什么这么重要？
And why is it so important?
十六节说，信而受洗必然得救。
In verse 16 it says, He who believes and is baptized will be saved.
所以这个福音是关乎得救问题。
Because it is that this gospel is related to salvation.
那十七节。
17.
信的人必有神迹随着他们。
And these signs will follow those who believe.
有神迹随着他们。
There will be signs that follow them.
神迹是什么？
And what are signs?
神迹是人做不出来，但是靠着神的能力所做出来的作为。
Signs are things that man cannot do themselves, but relying on the power of God, things that they do.
所以神迹证明有神。
So miracles and signs.Testify that there is a God.
我们遇到很多事情，让我们知道我们人是有限的。
We encounter many things that reveal that man is limited.
但是也在很多人觉得很有限的事情上，看到神的能力是远远超过人。
And there are many things that we see that God's ability greatly surpasses that of man.
那接下去他讲的神迹，第一个就是奉我的名赶鬼。
And it follows that he talks about signs, and the first is that they will cast out demons in his name.
主耶稣在世界上吩咐鬼，鬼就出来。
In the world, the Lord Jesus commanded the demons, and they left.
真的，他是神，他大有权柄。
Indeed, he is God, and he has great power.
那下面就是说，说新方言。
And then it follows that they will speak with new tongues.
这个新方言不是地上的言语。
This new tongue is not a language of the world.
这个新方言是从神来的言语。
This new language comes from God.
就是我们在祷告的时候得圣灵，用听不懂的话跟神在交谈。
It is when we pray and receive the Holy Spirit and we are talking to God in a different language.
这个叫做新方言。
And this is what it means by new tongues.
我们学习一个语言。
When we learn a tongue or language,
最有语言恩赐的人大概也要一段时间。
Even the most gifted in language will require some time.
但是当一个人得到圣灵，
But once a person receives the Holy Spirit,
马上他就被圣灵感动，讲一种我们听不懂的话，跟神在交谈。
They will immediately be moved by the Holy Spirit to speak a language that we do not understand, communicating with God.
这个叫做说方言。
And this is what it means by speaking in new tongues.
这个使我们对神有很直接、很有力量的体验。
And this is a direct and powerful experience with God.
为什么很难相信神？
Why is it so difficult to believe in God?
因为神看不见。
Because God cannot be seen.
如果神看得见，就很容易信。
If God could be seen, then it'd be very easy to believe.
那如果神看得见，就不需要信心，已经看得见。
And if God can be seen, there's no need for faith because He is already seen.
那信神有三条路。
And believing in God, there are three paths.
第一个就是看见。
The first is that you see.
我们看到神的作为。
We have seen the work of God.
我们会信。
We will believe.
所以圣经说，我们看到天地的存在，我们就知道有神。
So that is why the Bible says that when you see the heavens and earth, then you will believe that God exists.
神的永能跟神性是明明可知的。
The everlasting nature of God is very clear.
好像一个艺术家所留下来的杰作，就证明这个艺术家很伟大。
It is like the work of an artist that will testify how great that artist is.
所以天地的存在证明神的伟大。
So the existence of the sky and the earth, the heavens and the earth, testifies to God's existence.
那我们看到很多人信耶稣以后的改变。
And we see the change of many people after they have believed in Jesus.
让我们知道神的力量很大。
It allows us to know that the power of God is great.
人不能改变的，神可以改变。
What man cannot change, God can change.
带给人在绝望中有希望。
It brings hope to man in their hopelessness.
那第二个信耶稣的道路就是听见。
And the second way of believing in God is a hearing.
主耶稣讲道理，五千个人在听。
When the Lord Jesus was speaking teachings, there were 5,000 people listening.
他是一个没有教育的人。
He is a person who is uneducated.
他是一个没有钱的人。
He is a person without money.
他是一个没有权的人。
He is a person without authority.
但是他一讲道理，五千个人在听。
But when he speaks the teachings, there are 5,000 people listening.
一直听到太阳下山。
Listening all the way until the sun goes down. Why is this so?
因为他的话有智慧。
Because his words have wisdom.
他的话有能力。
His words have power.
他的话有恩典。
And his words have grace.
所以人听一听觉得说从来没有人这样讲过的。
So when man listens to this, they'll realize that this is something that they have never heard before.
有一些人否定圣经。
There's some people who deny the Bible.
但是我们问他一个问题。
But we ask them a question.
圣经你看过一遍吗？
Have you read the Bible once?
没有。
They haven't.
他没有看过圣经，他在否定圣经。
They haven't read the Bible and they are denying the Bible.
但是如果我们仔细从头读过一遍。
But if we...In detail, read the Bible from beginning to end.
我们从心里的最深处会觉得一定有一个神。
Then from our inner selves, we will feel that there indeed is a God.
因为这里面的道理不是人讲得出来的，因为不是人想得出来，也不是人能够敢讲的。
Because the things that are written in here are not things that man can think of, come up with, or dare to say.
因为耶稣是神。
Because Jesus is God.
他把从神领受的传布给世界上的人。
What he has received from God, he passes on to those in the world.
那我们要相信神的第三个就是摸到神。
And the third way to believe in God is to touch him.
要对小孩子解释什么叫做电，你解释得清楚，他也听不懂。
If you're trying to explain what electricity is to a child, no matter how much you describe it, they cannot understand.
因为对他来讲太深了。
For them, it is too deep.
神是一个奥秘。
God is a mystery.
其实圣经已经把神解得很清楚。
And in fact, the Bible has described God very clearly.
但是我们看不懂。
But we can't understand it.
为什么？
And why is it so?
因为我们是小孩子。
Because we are children.
圣经太深了。
The Bible is too deep.
所以有时候我们看也看不懂。
So sometimes when we read it, we still don't understand.
其实神已经记载在圣经里面。
And in fact, God has been recorded in the Bible.
但是这个小孩子怎么知道有电呢？
But then how does this child know there is electricity?
插头摸摸看，不信，插头摸摸看。
If they don't believe, they can touch an outlet.
电了一下，我知道有神。
And if they get electrocuted a little bit, they know that there is electricity.
那我们怎么知道有神呢？
Then how do we know there is God?
一个最简单的方法。
The most easy way,
就是我们向这一位神祷告。
Is that we pray to this God.
当神的灵降临。
And once the Spirit of God comes
down, 我们就摸到神,
then we touch God.
就对神有很直接很有力量的体验,
then we have a very direct and powerful experience with God.
所以人要认识神, 不一定都是从理性入门的。
So when man is to understand God, it is not always through tradition,
理性,
through theory and understanding.
头脑的思想, 好, 有时候你头脑想不通,
and sometimes we can't reason in our minds.
还是可以相信有神。
Children can believe that there is God because they can experience it.
那得圣灵就是对神最直接、最有力量的体验。
And to receive the Holy Spirit is the most direct and powerful experience.
当一个人体验到神,
once a person experiences God,
就没有一个人能够说服他没有神。
Then there is not one person who can convince him that there is no God.
当你被电到的时候, 就没有一个人说服说那个插头里面没有电。
And once you have been electrocuted by an outlet, nobody can persuade you that there is no electricity in the outlet.
所以有一个姐妹说,
and so there is a sister that
她在读大学的时候,
says, when she was in college,
有很多进化论、科学的理论, 有一阵子好像对让她对信仰有点怀疑。
There are many scientific theories that cause her to doubt her faith.
但是她想到她初中时候得圣灵的体验,
but when she had remembered the experience of when she received the Holy Spirit in junior high,
她的信仰就非常的坚定。
Her faith was very firm.
不管怎样，我得圣灵的体验是真的。
No matter what, my experience of receiving the Holy Spirit is real.
就没有一个理论能够说服我说没有神。
There's no theory that can persuade me that there is no God.
所以今天我们在真耶稣教会最直接、最有力量的体验，就是你跪下来，神的灵浇灌在我们身上，让我们能摸到神。
So today in the True Jesus Church, the most direct and powerful way of experiencing God is the Holy Spirit coming down and filling us, and that is when we have touched God.
所以为什么要圣灵？
So why do we need the Holy Spirit?
因为要体验神。
Because we want to experience God.
让我们能够对他真的有相信。
So that we can truly believe in Him.
第二个,
the second,
为着得救。
It is for salvation.
我们看约翰三章五节。
Let us look at John chapter 3, verse 5.
约翰福音三章五节。
Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 5. 3 verse 5, Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我们在基督教一般的所谓 crusade, 叫公众的布道里面, 最常听到一节圣经节是罗马书第十章第十节。
In many Christian crusades, what we hear the most is Romans chapter 10, verse 10.
就是心里相信, 口里承认, 你就得救了。
It is that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, then you will be saved.
这一句话并没有错, 这是记载在圣经里面。
And in fact, this is not incorrect because it is recorded in the Bible.
但是我们差不多没有听过人提到约翰三章五节。
But we probably have not heard of people mentioning John chapter 3, verse 5.
主耶稣说,
Jesus said,
人如果不是从水跟圣灵生, 就不能进神的国。
Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
什么是进神的国?
And what is to enter the kingdom of God?
进神的国就是得救。
Entering the kingdom of God is salvation.
就是跟神的国有份。
It is to have part in the kingdom of God.
那这神的国也指着最后我们要去的天国。
And this kingdom of God also refers to the heaven that we will enter in the end.
所以心里相信，口里承认，这是信仰的入门。
So believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth is entering into the faith.
但是如果我们的得救有一个确实的证据,
but if our salvation is to have a certain conviction,
要有两个要件,
there's two things that are required.
就是要从水生跟从圣灵生。
It is to be born of the water and to be born of the Spirit.
所以这里提到水, 水就是洗礼。
Here it talks about water, which is water baptism.
那圣灵呢, 就是得圣灵。
And the Spirit is to receive the Holy Spirit.
可见说洗礼跟得圣灵, 跟得到神的国是有密切的关系。
It is clear that receiving water baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit have an intimate connection with entering the kingdom of God.
那如果我们信主几十年都没有听过圣灵这件事情,
and if we have believed in the Lord for 10-some years and we have not heard of this matter of the Holy Spirit,
或者说我们都没有体验过圣灵,
or we have not experienced the Holy Spirit,
那约翰福音三章五节我们就少了一个要件,
then in John chapter 3 verse 5, we are missing one element.
因为圣灵我们从来就没有听过。
Because the Holy Spirit we have not heard of ever.
所以为着要得救,
so in order for us to be saved,
一定对圣灵这件事要深入的研讨。
then indeed we have to have a deep examination of the matter of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣受洗从水里面上来。
The Lord Jesus was baptized and came up out of the water.
第一个天开了。
The first, thus heavens opened.
第二个圣灵好像鸽子从天上降在他身上。
Second, the Holy Spirit like a dove descended on him.
第三个。
Third,
有声音说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
And there is a voice from heaven that said, this is my son, whom I am well pleased with.
为什么耶稣要受洗？
Why did the Lord Jesus have to be baptized?
他立一个榜样让我们来跟从。
First, it is an example for us to follow.
所以这个告诉我们如果洗礼真的让我们罪得到赦免。
And this tells us that if water baptism allows our sins to be washed away,
第一个天会开。
Then first, the heavens will open.
天就是神的国。
The heavens is the kingdom of God.
就是神同在的地方。
It is the place where God abides.
它会开。
It will open.
因为我们的罪赦免，没有罪就能够跟神交通。
And our sins are forgiven, so we have no sin. Then we can have a connection.
第二个。
Second.
圣灵会从上面降到我们身上。
The Holy Spirit will descend from us, from above.
然后。
Descend on us.
才说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And then it will be said that this is my son with whom I am well pleased.
所以我们百分之百的确信我是神的儿子，因为圣灵从神那里降到我身上。
And we are 100% sure that we are the children of God because the Holy Spirit has descended upon us.
在罗马书里面。
In Romans.
在加拉太书里面。
In the book of Galatians.
都很清楚的记载。
It has been recorded very clearly.
圣灵证明我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit testifies that we are the children of God.
所以得圣灵非常重要。
So receiving the Holy Spirit is extremely important.
因为这跟得救有关系。
Because this is related to salvation.
心里相信，口里承认，这是入门。
Believing in our hearts and confessing with our mouths is an entrance.
但是得救要有确据，需要有两大要件。
But for our salvation to be certain, there are two elements that are required.
第一个，赦罪的洗礼。
The first is the water baptism that remisses sin.
第二个，领受上头来的圣灵。
And the second is to receive the Holy Spirit from above.
证明我们是神的儿女。
Testifying that we are the children of God.
好，第三个。
The third.
为什么我们要得圣灵？
Why do we have to receive the Holy Spirit?
我们看，这跟我们每一天的生活有关系。
We see that this is related to our daily lives.
先看提多书。
Let us please look at the book of Titus.
提多书的第三章。
Titus chapter
3. 第三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5. 请读。3 verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
这里地方说主耶稣救我们不是因为我们所行的义。
Here it says that the Lord Jesus saved us not from our own righteous works.
这个是圣经里面讲救恩非常特别的一点。
And this is a very special part when the Bible talks about salvation.
不是因为我们能够修行到很好，在神看起来你已经够我的标准，所以你可以得救，不是这样。
It is not that we have corrected ourselves to be good enough in front of God to be saved.
在神的完全面前，我们都是不完全的。
In front of God's perfection, we are all imperfect.
在神的圣洁的面前，我们都是污秽的。
In front of God's holiness, we are all impure.
在神的公义面前，我们都是不公义的。
In God's righteousness, we are all unrighteous.
在神的爱面前，我们都是缺乏爱的。
And in God's love, we are all lacking love.
所以没有一个人能用他的好行为来换取救恩。
So nobody with their good works can exchange it for salvation.
如果一个人觉得好行为可以换取救恩，这是因为对神不认识。
If a person believes that their good works can be exchanged for salvation, it is because they do not understand God.
那这样人不是没有希望的吗？
Then isn't there no hope for man?
下面给我们开一条路。
But it follows that there is a path open for us.
说是照着神的怜悯。
But it says, according to his mercy.
既然人达不到，所以要神怜悯。
Since man cannot attain this, we need the mercy of God.
如果人达得到，就不需要神的怜悯。
If man can attain this, then we do not need the mercy of God.
如果人达得到，人就可以自夸。
If man can attain this, then man can boast.
因为神的标准我达得到。
Because I have been able to attain the standard of God.
但是人达不到。
But other men can't.
所以神要怜悯我们。
So God needs to have mercy on us.
那神怎么救我们呢？
So how does God save us?
第一个，重生的洗。
First, the washing of regeneration.
这是为着赦罪。
This is for washing away of sins.
第二个，圣灵的更新。
The second is the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
所以为什么要得圣灵？
So why do we have to receive the Holy Spirit?
就是为着要让我们的生命得以更新。
It is in order for our lives to be renewed.
我们知道生命跟生活是息息相关的。
We know that our life and our daily lives are related.
有很多人一直要寻求宗教信仰，就是说很希望我们的生活能够改变。
And many people pursuing religion hope that they can change their lives.
有很多的父母带他的小孩子要来寻求信仰。
Many parents bring their children to search for the faith.
就是因为他觉得在这个社会里面小孩子很难教。
It is because that they believe it is difficult to teach children in this society.
希望小孩子能够接受信仰之后，能够他的生命有所生活有所转变。
They hope that if their children can receive the faith, then there will be a change in their lives.
以前有一个太太带两个孩子来。
One time there was a woman who brought two children.
她本身不信。
She herself did not believe.
她带两个孩子到教会来。
And she brought two children to church.
那我们就很好奇啊，你本身不信，你怎么带教会来？带小孩子到教会来
？And we were very curious that she herself did not believe.But why did she bring two of her children to church?
她说她来教会看教会这些青年啊。
She said that she came to church and looked around at the youth in the church.
她觉得非常放心。
She felt very relieved.
品德很好，功课也不错。
They had good virtues and their home. They had done good grades.
所以最后她就把她的孩子两个都带到教会来，后来两个都得胜了。
So in the end, she brought her two children to church, and both of them received the Holy Spirit.
那其中的男的已经受洗了。
And the boy had been baptized.
这个母亲做了一个很正确的决定。
And so this mother had made a very clear decision.
为什么？
Why did she do so?
因为只有神才有力量可以更新我们的内在生命。
Because only God has the power to renew our inner lives.
圣经没有否定我们人有善良的一面。
The Bible does not deny that man has a good side.
所以人有良心。
So man has a conscience.
所以有很多人凭良心做事。
So many people are relying on their conscience when they behave.
这也是好的。
And this is also good.
但是圣经更提醒我们。
But the Bible evermore reminds us.
带有肉体就带有罪性。
If we have flesh, then we carry the nature of sin.
那个这个罪性是生来就有的。
And this nature of sin comes with us when we are born.
那这个罪性跟肉体是连在一起分不开的。
And this sinful nature is connected with the flesh and cannot be separated.
所以因为人有罪性。
And so because man has a sinful nature.
所以人跟人会纷争。
Then there will be conflict between man.
会仇恨。
There will be hate.
关系会破裂。
And there will be relationships that are marred.
因为人有罪性。
And because man has sinful nature,
所以人会贪心。
Then man will be greedy.
有的用比较合法的方法，有的用比较不合法的方法，贪很多他不应该得的财。
Some people use lawful methods and some unlawful methods to gain things that they should not have gained.
因为人有罪性。
And because man has a sinful nature,
所以人会赌博。
They will gamble.
因为人有罪性。
Because man has a sinful nature,
所以人容易生气。
So man will be angered quickly.
所以很多我们活在世界上不好的事情。
And so there are many things in the world that are not good as we go through our lives.
我们不愿意去做的事情。
There are many things we are not willing to do.
我们常常去做。
But we very often do them.
虽然良心告诉我们这是不对的。
Even though our conscience tells us that this is not right.
我们还是继续去做。
But we continue to do it.
为什么？
And why is it so?
因为里面的生命有问题。
Because there's a problem with our inner lives.
这里面有罪性。
There's a sinful nature inside.
有很多好的事情。
There are many good things.
我们想要做。
We want to do them.
但是做不出来。
But we can't do them.
比方说，每一天如果能够行一件善事，我们内心也觉得很有成就感。
If we were to be able to do a good thing every day, then we would feel very accomplished.
当你帮一个瞎眼的人带过街头。
If you bring a blind person to cross the street,
你看他很平安带过街头，我们心里也很高兴。
If we peacefully help them, then we'll feel very happy inside.
因为我今天做了一件善事。
Because today I did something that was good.
我们的良心很高兴。
And our conscience is very happy.
但虽然我们知道行善是好的。
And even though we know that doing good is good.
如果我们对父母好。
If we're good to our parents.
父母很高兴。
Then our parents will be happy.
家庭生活很圆满。
And our family life will be very abundant.
这个本来就是好的。
And this already was something good.
但是很多好的做不出来。
But many of our good things we cannot do.
为什么？
Why is it so?
因为我们里面这个善良的本性不够。
Because the good nature inside of us is not enough.
我们在考虑事情都是以自我为中心。
When we consider things, we are always centering ourselves.
所以人的本性是有问题的。
So the nature of man has a problem.
那怎么办？
Then what should we do?
这个就是我们要寻找主耶稣的一个方法。
And this is a way that we have to search for the Lord Jesus.
那提多书第三章第五节告诉我们圣灵的更新。
Now Titus 3 verse 5 says, the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说
The Lord Jesus said,
我是葡萄树
I am the true vine.
你们是枝子
You are the branches.
如果枝子剪掉枝子就枯干
If a branch is cut off, then it will wither.
但是如果枝子接到葡萄树
But if a branch is connected to the vine,
这个枝子就会结葡萄结果子
Then this branch will bear fruit.
主耶稣是葡萄树
The Lord Jesus is the vine.
我们看主耶稣的生活
If we look at the life of Jesus,
你整本圣经这样一直 读下去
if you read the whole Bible,
找不到一个缺点
you will not find one flaw.
他钉十字架以前整天晚上找不到一个缺点
The day that he was crucified, they could not find any flaw in him.
我们再看主耶稣的生活
And if we again look at the life of Jesus,
主耶稣的生活你可以找到很多的榜样
You can find many examples in the life of the Lord Jesus.
他的圣洁
His holiness,
他的公义
his righteousness,
他的慈爱
his compassion,
他的怜悯
his mercy,
他的谦卑
his humility,
他的温柔
his gentleness,
他的智慧
his wisdom,
讲不完了
you cannot finish.
主耶稣的生活证明他是一个圆满的人
The life of Jesus testifies that he is a complete person.
他是一个人
he is a person.
跟我们有血有肉一样是人
he has flesh and blood just like us.
但是他是一个圆满的人
But he is a complete person.
从他生活看得出来
We can see it from his life.
为什么
Why is it so?
因为他里面的生命完全
Because the life inside of him is perfect.
所以今天我们要怎么改变呢外在的生活
So how do we change our outer lives?
要从内在的生命开始改变
We have to start changing from our inner lives.
那内在的生命怎么改变
How do we change our inner life?
就是要让神的生命进到我们里面。
It is by allowing the life of God to enter into us.
所以圣经里面说，神给我们一个又宝贵又极大的应许。
And so the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus gives us a very precious and great promise.
大家一想到，是不是我信耶稣以后职业会越做越好，钱越赚越多？不是这个。
Some people may think, is it that I will have a very good career and make a lot of money? It is not this.
又宝贵又极大的应许是什么
？What is the precious and great promise？
能够脱离肉体带给我们的败坏。
It is that we can depart from the corruption that comes with the flesh。
因为肉体带有罪。
Because the flesh has sin。
能够跟神的性情有份。
And in order to have a part in the nature of God。
那怎么让神的性情进到我们里面
？How can we allow the nature of God to come inside of us？
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God。
神就是灵。
God is a spirit.
圣灵就是神本身。
And the Holy Spirit is God himself.
所以主耶稣升天以后
So when the Lord Jesus ascended into
heaven, 他借着圣灵继续在这个地面上工作。
Through the Holy Spirit, he continues to do his work on the earth.
而且他应许这个圣灵要浇灌在我们身上。
And in fact, he has promised that this Holy Spirit will be poured onto us.
这个圣灵要住在我们里面。
This Holy Spirit will live inside of us.
这个圣灵要充满在我们里面。
This Holy Spirit will fill us.
所以当我们领受圣灵
So once we receive the Holy Spirit,
就是神住在我们里面。
It is God living inside of us.
当圣灵充满我们
Once the Holy Spirit fills us,
就是神充满我们。
It is God filling us.
那这个神的本性就借着圣灵浇灌在我们里面。
And so the nature of God through the Holy Spirit fills us.
所以我们有很多的弟兄姊妹都有一个体验。
So many of our brothers and sisters have an experience.
就是他送小孩子去参加这个学生灵恩会。
When they send their children to attend the student spiritual convocation.
或者青年神学训练。
Or they send them to the National Youth Theological Seminar.
回来以后，小孩子都变了。
When they come back, their children have changed.
变得非常好。
They have become very good.
这个父母很多都很喜欢小孩子去，下一次你一定要去。
And these parents really like their children to go. Next time you must go.
有父母鼓励小孩子，你如果去以后，我给你到迪士尼去。
And they encourage their children that if you go, I'll let you go to Disneyland.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为他看到小孩子回来，确实改变很大。
Because when their children come back, it is indeed much change in them.
那在教会里面，到底我们在做什么？
And so in the church, what in the world are we doing?
三件事情。
Three things.
第一个。
first,
就是读圣经、查考圣经的话。
Is that we are reading the Bible and studying the Word of God.
第二个就是求圣灵。
The second is that we are asking for the Holy Spirit.
祷告被圣灵充满。
Praying and being filled with the Holy Spirit.
第三个。
And the third,
就是团契。
Is that we are having fellowship.
啊，弟兄姊妹之间的相爱团契。
The fellowship love between brothers and sisters.
就这样接过五天，经过两个礼拜，他生命就改变。
Through 5 days or 2 weeks, their whole lives are changed.
他生命一改变，回到家里，你会发现他生活改变。
After their lives have changed, and when they go home, you'll realize that their daily lives have changed.
啊，床也弄得很整齐，家庭会帮忙打扫，变了。
Their bed is now very neat, and they can help clean at home. They have changed.
谁改变他？
Who changed them?
神改变他。
God changed them.
神怎么改变他？
How did God change them?
第一个借着神的话。
The first is through the word of God.
第二个借着圣灵的更新。
And the second is through the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们来追求信仰。
And so we pursue the faith.
来得到圣灵。
To receive the Holy Spirit.
不只是为着将来的得救。
It is not only for salvation.
在现在会改变我们的生活。
Right now it will change our lives.
因为它会更新我们的生命。
Because it will renew our lives.
这是为什么我们要得胜？
And this is why we have to receive the Holy Spirit.
那我们现在再想一个问题。
And now let us think of another problem.
那到底我是什么时候得胜的？
When in the world do I receive the Holy Spirit?
因为有的人啊，他在讲说我已经信耶稣了，我就有圣灵了。
Because some people say that I have already believed in the Lord Jesus, so I have the Holy Spirit.
我没有信耶，没有圣灵，我怎么会信耶稣呢？
If I didn't have the Holy Spirit, how would I have believed in Jesus?
我们看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let us look at Acts chapter 8.
一个历史的事实。
It is a fact in history.
使徒行传第八章
Acts chapter 8.
十四节到十七节，请。
14 to 17. Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, 15, who when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, 16, for as yet he had fallen on none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. 17. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
这里记载腓力到撒玛利亚去传福音。
Here records that Philip went to Samaria to preach the gospel.
神大大的同工，神迹奇事很多。
God greatly worked, and there were many miracles.
但是
，However，
如果我们从十四节到十七节，我们就问几个问题。
If we read in verse 14 to 17 and ask a couple questions.
第一个，他有没有信耶稣
？First, did they believe in the Lord Jesus?
有。
Yes.
第二个，他有没有洗礼
？Second, did they receive water baptism?
有，他只奉耶稣的名洗礼。
Yes, they did. They were baptized in the name of Jesus.
第三个，他有没有得圣灵
？The third, did they receive the Holy Spirit?
十六节，圣灵没有降在他们身上。
Verse 16, the Holy Spirit had not yet fallen upon any of them.
所以我们就知道
，And so we know.
相信不等于得圣灵。
Believing it does not equal receiving the Holy Spirit.
受洗也不等于得圣灵。
Receiving water baptism does not equal receiving the Holy Spirit.
那什么时候得圣灵？
Then when do we receive the Holy Spirit?
十七节。
17.
使徒按手在头上，他们就受圣灵。
Then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
十八节。
18.
西门看见使徒按手，就有圣灵降下来。
Simon saw through the laying of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given.
所以得圣灵有一个特定的时刻，就是彼得按手的时候，圣灵降下来。
So there was a definite time when they received the Holy Spirit. It is when Peter laid hands on them.
因此，这个耶路撒冷特别打发彼得、约翰去，只有一个目标：这一次去要为他们祷告，让他们得圣灵。
And Jerusalem sent Peter and John for one specific purpose. It is so that they can lay hands on them, and then they may receive the Holy Spirit and pray for them.
所以我们信耶稣，我们受洗。
So when we believe in the Lord Jesus and receive water baptism,
这是好的，但不等于得胜。
This is good, but it does not equal that we have received the Holy Spirit.
历史的事实很清楚记载在这里。
A reality of history has been clearly recorded here.
我们再看，有的人说啊，他有好行为啊，所以他一定有圣灵。
And so let's continue to discuss. Some people may say this person has good deeds, so they must have the Holy Spirit.
他没有圣灵，他怎么会有好行为
？Without the Holy Spirit, how can they have good deeds?
我们现在再看一个历史的事实。
Let us now look at another reality in history.
使徒行传第十章
，Acts chapter 10.
第十章
，Acts chapter 10.
第二节
，verse 2. 2. A devout man, and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always.
第四节
4. And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? So he said to him, Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. 22. Then they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, one who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews, was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you.
这里记载一个人叫哥尼流。
Here records a person named Cornelius.
第一个，他是虔诚人。
First, he was a devout man.
第二个，他是敬畏神的人。
Second, he was a man who feared God.
第三个，他很有爱心，多多周济百姓。
The third, he had a loving heart and he helped the people.
然后到22节，他是一个义人。
Until verse 22, he was a just man.
而且犹大通国所称赞。
And in fact, he was praised by the nation of Jews.
以宗教体验来讲。
From the experience of religion,
他也看到异象，看到天使。
He had seen a vision, seen an angel.
我就告诉他，你的周济、你的祷告都达到神面前，蒙神纪念了。
Who told him that your alms and your prayers have come before God as a memorial?
但是一个基本问题，一个这样的大好人有没有圣灵
？But a very basic question: such a good person, did he have the Holy Spirit?
好，我们现在看第十章。
Let us look at chapter 10.
44节
Verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. 45. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also.
哥尼流什么时候得圣灵?
So, when did Cornelius receive the Holy Spirit?
就是彼得在讲道的时候。
It is when Peter was speaking.
圣灵降下来。
The Holy Spirit poured down.
因为听见他们说方言。
And they heard them speak in tongues.
所以这就告诉我们，不是好行为就证明有圣灵。
So this tells us that it is not just good deeds that testify a person has the Holy Spirit.
那什么时候我们得圣灵？
Now when do we receive the Holy Spirit?
如果我们回到使徒行传第二章，就看到第一次圣灵降临，他们是说方言。
If we look at Acts chapter 2, then we see that the first time they received the Holy Spirit, they spoke in tongues.
而且第十章，
and also in verse 10,
也知道说他们听见他们说方言。
It also says that they heard them speaking in tongues.
所以彼得就比较啊，他讲的方言跟我们一样。
So Peter compared that their speaking in tongues is the same as our speaking
in tongues. 既然受圣灵，神都要他的，怎么能够因为他不是犹太人就不给他洗礼呢？
Since they have received the Holy Spirit and God wants them, just because they are not Jews, how can you forbid baptism?
所以什么时候得圣灵？
So when have they received the Holy Spirit?
就是我们祷告的时候，神的灵降临，我们会被感动，讲一种多不通、说听不懂的话。跟神交通说方言，那可是我们得胜。
It is when we pray and the Holy Spirit pours down on us, and then we speak in a tongue that cannot be understood by man. That is when we see the Holy Spirit.
那既然圣灵这么重要
，and since the Holy Spirit is so important,
那我们要怎么来体验圣灵的浇灌
？Then how do we experience the downpouring of the Holy Spirit？
我们看约翰福音十六章。
Let us look at John chapter 16.
约翰福音的十六章
，John chapter 16.
十二节
，John 16 verse 12.
还有十三节
and also 13 12 I still have many things to say to you but you cannot bear them now 13 however when he the spirit of truth has come he will guide you into all truth for he will not speak on his own authority but whatever he hears he will speak and he will tell you things to come
主耶稣说我有好些事告诉你但你不能够明白
Lord Jesus said I have so many things to tell you but you cannot understand them now
那只等真理的圣灵来他要引导你们明白
But until the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you so that you may understand.
所以圣灵叫做真理的圣灵。
And so the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth.
所以如果我们要体验到圣灵
，So if we are to experience the Holy Spirit,
第一个我们要接受圣经的真理。
First, we have to be connected with the truth in the Bible.
圣灵跟真理是一个铜板两面。
The truth and the Holy Spirit are two sides of a coin.
所以彼得正在讲。圣灵就降下来，表示他讲的是真理。
So right when Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit came down, representing that what Peter was saying was the truth.
那我们知道圣经的真理以后
，and after we have come to know the truth of the Bible,
用圣经的真理一直在调整我们的生活
，and using the truth of the Bible to fix our lives.
那我们就渐渐就，会得圣灵。
Then we gradually will receive the Holy Spirit.
我们九五年福音传到莫斯科。
We had preached the gospel to Moscow
95年
in 1995.
很奇妙的，这差不多来了一次两次就得胜。
And it's very interesting that people come one or two times and they receive the Holy Spirit.
那如果没有得胜灵
，and if they didn't receive the Holy Spirit，
他们想一想啊，我要戒烟了。有的说我要戒酒了。
They think about it and they say, I have to quit smoking, or some say I have to quit drinking.
真的很奇妙，烟一戒掉，酒一戒掉，祷告就得胜。
And it is really surprising that after they have quit smoking and quit drinking, then they receive the Holy Spirit.
我们的生活用真理来调，越调越靠近真理，圣灵就降下来。
The more that we adjust our lives closer to the truth, then the closer we get to the Holy Spirit pouring down on us.
所以要领受圣灵，我们要接受真理。
So to receive the Holy Spirit, we must come in contact with the truth.
第二个， 要抓住神的应许来祷告。
The second is that we have to hold on to the promise of God when we pray.
在使徒行传第二章，我们刚刚有读过。
We had read this earlier in Acts chapter 2.
我们看使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
38节。
2 verse 38. But then Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
39.
For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.
这里说,受洗罪得赦免,就必领受圣灵。
Here it says that receiving water baptism for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
然后这应许是给你们跟你们的儿女。
And this promise is for you and your children.
所以如果我们接受洗礼，神的应许就是会实现，要给我们圣灵。
So if we receive water baptism, then the promise will be realized that we will receive the Holy Spirit.
那有时候虽然还没有洗礼，像哥尼流一样正在听到，我们有渴慕的心神也会让我们体验到圣灵。
And it may be that, like Cornelius, before we have received water baptism, we are thirsting for the truth. Then we receive the Holy Spirit then.
我们看路加福音十一章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
十三节。
Gospel of Luke 11 verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
这个是最直接要求圣灵的一句话，主耶稣讲的。
This is the most direct phrase, representing that we have to ask for the Holy Spirit, something that Jesus said.
说何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？这是主耶稣讲的。
It says, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is something the Lord Jesus said.
所以这是应许，但是我们求，神就会给我们。
And this is the promise. As long as we ask, he will give it to us.
所以要用信心来求。
So we have to ask with faith.
信什么？
Believing in what?
信我的天父很爱我。
Having faith that my heavenly Father loves me.
他一定会把最宝贵的给我。
He indeed will give me the most precious.
最宝贵的就是圣灵。
And the most precious is the Holy Spirit.
当我们就要这样子信心。
And
我们有这样的信心。
And once we have this kind of faith,
我们的祷告就会很迫切。
Then our prayer will be very earnest.
因为神爱我，他要给我，所以我一定会迫切。
Because God loves me and He will give it to me, then indeed I will be earnest.
第二个，这个祷告要像寻找。
The second is that this prayer is a prayer of seeking.
如果我们在这里掉了一个结婚的钻戒
，If here we found a wedding ring,
今天晚上我大概一晚都可以不睡觉一直找。
If I lost the wedding ring, then perhaps I will not sleep the whole night looking for it.
因为这很宝贵。
Because this is very precious.
我就知道就掉在这里。
And I know that I had dropped it here.
我一定会不计较时间把它找到。
I will not care about what time it requires, and I will find it.
如果我们知道。
And if we know.
圣灵的宝贝就降在这里。
That the preciousness of the precious Holy Spirit is coming down here.
神又应许给我们。
And that it is promised by God himself.
那时间已经不是很重要了。
Then time does not matter anymore.
你寻找寻找一定会找到。
If you seek it, then indeed you will find it.
所以圣灵很宝贵。
And so the Holy Spirit is very precious.
我们要来用信心来到他面前来祈求寻找。
We have to with faith come before him and seek it.
唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
483.
483.